This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today inshallah we talk about that first night, may Allah protect us, that first few hours that we'll enter the qabr, all of us. There is a qabr on earth for each and every one of us. There is a hole with our names on it, wherever it is, and we don't know whether soon or later, but we will be entering into the qabr. What is going to happen on that day? So as we mentioned, at the moment of our death, our ruh is pulled by the angel of death. And if we are a good person, and may Allah make us of them, ameen, then a delegation, subhanAllah, what an amazing thing, and a whole entourage of angels from Jannah to praise you, to carry you in a procession, like a parade, up the samawat, all the way to the seventh sama, until Allah Himself will say, write the name of this person in al-illiyin, which is the register of the people of Jannah, and then return him to his qabr, and then the soul is returned to the body, not in the body, but attached to the body somehow. And while the angels are carrying you on down in the dunya, your body is being ghusled and kafaned, and the soul will return attached to the body in somehow, and then telling the jama'ah, get done, I want to go to my qabr. And as the Nabi says, when the men carry the deceased on their shoulders, meaning to the maqbara, and he's a righteous person, then the soul will say, take me quickly to my qabr, I'm waiting for my qabr. And if it's a bad person, and by this point in time you already know what's waiting for you, the bad person, he was pulled out by the angel of death in a very harsh way, and he was greeted by the angels of Jahannam, they will say, do not take me, where are you taking me? And he will begin to scream. And the Nabi says, every creature besides the humans and the jinn would hear the screaming of the person as he's being taken to the qabr. The Nabi says also that two people, one is getting relief and the one is being relieved of. Sahaba says, what do you mean, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? For the good person, your maut, your death is a relief. That's why we make the dua, wa rahatu. Our death is a raha. It's actually a relief. Alhamdulillah, we are done with this dunya. For the good person, death is a relief. It's a comfort. I'm moving to a better place. And as for a bad person, the whole dunya is relieved of him, that he's gone. He's no longer on the earth. SubhanAllah, may Allah protect us from that. So then the janazah salah happens. And we all make dua for a big janazah. The bigger the janazah, the better. And the Nabi says, whoever performs the janazah salah, he gets one kintar. Kintar is a fortune. It's like the mountain of Uhud in gold in charity for the person who makes janazah salah. One. And for the person who accompanies the deceased to the maqbara, he gets a second kintar, a second huge fortune. So it's a great reward to carry the person, the mayit, to the maqbara and be with in the procession. And when we enter the maqbara, there is a simple dua to recite. We say, Assalamu alaikum, Ahlul Diyar. Assalamu alaikum, O people of the cemetery. Min al mu'mineen wal muslimin. Of the believers and the Muslims. Insha'Allah, bikum lahikun. Insha'Allah, we're going to join you. Nas'alallahu lana wa lakum al-afiyah. We ask Allah for you and for us protection and forgiveness. Ameen. Question, can the sisters visit the maqbara? Yes, we can. Alhamdulillah, there's no second opinion on that. Well, there is other opinions. There is a hadith that says that it is not permissible for a lady to be zawarat. She does it habitually. So she is allowed to visit. But at the moment of burial, it is only really for the men. And it's better that the men do the burying. And when there are no more men around and there's no fit, then the ladies may come and they may visit. Ladies, especially, another misconception that I need to clear up. SubhanAllah, how sad, many times a person's husband, father, mother passes away and she wants to give that final greeting before the mayit is taken away, and they say, sister, you're in your haid. You're not allowed to come and greet because the haid lady repels the angels. As one imam said, if that was the case, I would surround myself with haid ladies and the angel of death would not come near me. That's not true. No problem for the lady to say her final goodbye to her relative, even if she's in the haid. Also, they said, you're breaking the abdas. It's not the case, subhanAllah. brother is dead already, so no need for wudu. He does have a ghusl though. So sisters may definitely visit and greet and say the final goodbyes. Then the person is taken to the maqbara, and again the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminds us something which we know, that when you go to your qabr, three things go with you to the maqbara. Two things come home and one thing stays with you. Your family goes with you to the cemetery. Your money goes with you to the cemetery. And your deeds go with you to the cemetery. And ultimately your family will leave and they will cry, but they'll forget about you eventually. Your money will already not belong to you. It's already going to go back to inheritance. But the only thing you'll be left with is your deeds. The money, the wealth, the fortune, all that we've spent our life to accumulate will be taken away in an instant. We will own nothing. We will have nothing. The only thing we'll have is our kafan to cover up our nakedness. What was it all worth? What was it all for, subhanAllah? And all you would have now is, how much salah did you make? How much good, how much sin did you do? So then, subhanAllah, it's a very, 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 very scary hadith. The person is then lowered into the qabr. And he's aware that he's being lowered into the qabr. And then he's being covered up. And he hears the footsteps. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at the janazah of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, you should know this, he was the leader of the Muslims of Medina. So as you had the Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar from Mecca, of Medina, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh was the leader of the people of Medina. And he was the man, when he embraced Islam, the whole of Medina basically embraced Islam. So very, very senior Sahabi. He died at the Battle of the Trench. He got injured and then he died. So after the Battle of the Trench, they are now burying this great Sahabi, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. And when he died, the Nabi said, the honor of Sa'd is that the Arsh of Allah shook. This is the man that the Arsh of Allah shook at his izzah. And thousands of angels descended to attend his janazah. But the Nabi says, as he was being buried, the Nabi said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, for a few seconds. Sahaba said, what is this, Ya Rasulullah? The Nabi says, this man, this great Sahabi, who the Arsh of Allah shook, even he was squeezed for a moment by the earth, by his qabr. And if anyone was to be exempted from the squeezing of the qabr, it would have been Sa'd. He was squeezed for a few seconds, and then he was let go. So if this is for Sa'd, Allah protect, it is something that it appears that every single person will experience a kind of constriction, a kind of pressing by the qabr. And then if you are a good person, that pressing lets go. And may Allah protect, if it's a bad person, it continues to constrict and constrict until the person is confined in a narrow space. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the squeezing of the qabr. Once the person is in his qabr and it's dark, as the Nabi says, the qabr is a place that is dark and it is tight and narrow, and the footsteps leaves and he can hear the people leaving until the last person leaves his qabr, that is when two angels enter the qabr. And this is the fitna, the questioning, the test, the trial of the qabr. Two angels, azraqani, they are blue and black, shadeed, very, very scary looking, even for the believer. They will not be easy. And they will start questioning the person. They will ask, man rabbuk, who is your Lord? Who is it that you worshipped? And the believer, and we don't have to worry about, do I know Arabic? Will I memorize? It will be your iman that will answer. You will say, my Lord is Allah. I used to worship. They'll ask you, who did you worship? And you will either say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you would be silent. You would not be able to answer. They'll ask, what is your religion? And the believer will say, my religion is Islam. And they'll ask you about the man that was sent to you. And you will say that this is the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those in the previous nations, they will mention their anbiya. And they will ask about the book that was sent to you. They'll say the Quran. What have you done with it? So there's a number of different questions. And you will say, I read the book and I accepted it and I believed in it. And they will continue to question you, trying to catch you. This is not an easy exam. They are pushing you. And then eventually, after answering it, Allah as is in the Quran, Allah mentions that He will yuthabbitu alladhina amanu biqawli thabiti. Ayah that says Allah makes firm the believer with a qawli thabit, with a firm word. The tafsir of this ayah is in the qabr. That when you are being tested and you are being scrutinized by these angels, the believer will be made firm by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, the questioning will end by Allah. He will say, my slave has spoken the truth. He will tell the angels, this man has passed the test. So spread his qabr out wide, as far as he can see. And let him be clothed with the clothing of Jannah. And let his qabr be opened. He's not going to be in Jannah, but let a window into Jannah be opened, so that the fragrances and the air of Jannah may enter. And he may look inside the Jannah. And so he has this screen where he gets to see what's happening in Jannah. And he would feel at peace. Then as he sees these blessings around him, a person will appear next to him. Beautiful looking person. And the dead person will say, "Who are you?" And the man will say, "I am your deeds. This is the, I am the personification of what you did, your charity, your zakah, all that you've done. I am your deeds, and I will be with you in your qabr, so you won't be alone." And this person will obviously say, "Ya Allah, let Qiyamah come." Of course, on the other hand, when a bad person, when they are asked, and a person who was not true, his iman was not true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith mentions that when they ask, "Who is your Lord?" he will say, "I don't know." And they will ask, "What's your religion?" And he would say, "I don't know." "What about the man that was sent to you?" "I don't know." And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "My slave has spoken falsely. So spread out for him from Jahannam. And open a door for him for Jahannam." And so the heat and the fire of Jahannam will enter his qabr. And it will be made tight, may Allah protect, and squeezed and constricted. And it will be made dark. And this subhanallah, a man will then enter, a foul smelling creature will enter his qabr, and he will say, "What are you?" And he will say, "This is your deeds. This is your life. I am what you lived and what you left behind." خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْحَكُمْ ذِلَّةً. I bring you the tidings of that which will harm you. This is the day that you were promised. And so this is this creature will harm the person. And it's also mentioned, as we know, that Munkar, the angels of the qabr or the fitna, are called Munkar and Nakir. This is their names, Munkar and Nakir. They were the ones who will do the questioning. And if a person answers incorrectly, they will strike this person. And then Allah will bring him back, and they will keep striking him for every false answer that he was unable to give. And so the qabr being tight, filled with fire, this creature upon him, and then he will look into Jahannam and see what is in Jahannam, and he will say, "Ya Allah, let me stay here rather than go there." That is the real scary thought. The adab of the qabr is so severe. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "The worst thing I have ever seen," and we'll talk about the punishment of the qabr, "it pales in comparison to the adab of Jahannam." What is in Jahannam? Allah musta'an. And so the person remains in that state. There are many hadith about at this moment, other hadith. So, for example, when a good person, they die, and at some point they are not fully aware that they are dead, their qabr will have some twilight. It's as if though the sun is setting. And he would say, and this is such a beautiful thing, he will say, as the angels are questioning, he said, "The sun is setting, I need to make salah." Even in his subconscious, it's almost Maghrib time, I need to make salah. He doesn't realize I'm dead. This is something ingrained in your DNA. What a beautiful thing. And when he's being questioned, and eventually he passes the questioning, he will say to the angels, "Let me go back to tell my family I'm okay. Let me go and tell my family I passed, I made it." Because they're worried about me. He's thinking about shame. Everyone is crying over me. But alhamdulillah, I made it. And then the angels will say to him, "No, you can't go. But rather relax and sleep." And sleep. And the hadith actually mentions sleep, the sleeping of a bridegroom. So, subhanAllah, for those of you who are married, you'd know that your wedding night is a very special night. And alhamdulillah, after you've made the ibadah that you're supposed to make on your wedding, you would sleep. And they said, so sleep, the sleep of a person who just got married, knowing that tomorrow you'll wake up with your beloved. Sleep with the knowledge that tomorrow, meaning Qiyamah, you'll wake up to the thing you love the most. This is in the hadith, subhanAllah. So, when you ask what happens to the person, the disbeliever, he's being punished, and we'll talk about Mayyad Billah tomorrow, the types of punishment in the qabr. But as for the believer, what happens? This hadith, one hadith mentions, they're going to sleep. And this is confirmed in Surah Yasin, "Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina." That when the trumpet is blown, the believers will arise, they'll be startled, who woke us up? This is Qiyamah. So they were sleeping, unaware of what's going on, and they were at a peaceful state. And then they are woken up by the trumpet. That's one type of believer. There are other believers. The Nabi says the shaheed, he will have the honor of not being confined to his qabr. He will be allowed to fly. His soul will be placed in birds, which will fly around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaheed, the man, the person who dies fi sabilillah. This is the proper shaheed. The shaheed that is martyred in battle. And there's other hadith, of course, of pious souls meeting up with dead relatives. Now, we don't know if this is an occurrence that happens all the time, or is it just at the moment that you die? Because in some hadith, it mentions, as the person dies, and they're being carried, or entering the qabr, and they've just passed Munkar and Nakir, that's when they see relatives who passed away. And the Nabi Sallam beautifully says, the way in which you will greet one another, you and your dead relatives, your parents, may Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, they will rush and they will sort of jump on you, jump on the dead person, until one relative will say, take it easy, he just died. You know, the soldier's running out now, go easy. And they will ask about one another and where they are and what's happening. So the dead don't know what's going on in the dunya, and the person who has passed away will want to know how they are. Now, this might be just at the moment of death that this delegation comes to give some ease to the deceased person. Or it might be that, subhanAllah, there's a lot of discussion amongst the ulama, that the dead will sleep and they will wake up and they will engage with one another, the good ones, of course. But as for the evil ones, that they will remain confined and constricted in their qabr. And so the grave, subhanAllah, as we said, it will become a garden of the gardens of Jannah. And it will be vast and wide. And the person who is dead, the good person, would not want to come back for all the money in the world. Now we imagine the qabr can't be a nice place. No one here can imagine I'm going to enjoy myself in the qabr. But wallahi, those who are good, and our relatives, may Allah make amongst them and us amongst them, those who have passed away, and they were Muslims, and they testified, and they passed the test, and their name is in Aliyin, they would not want to exit the qabr for the dunya. As the Nabi says, the death was a raha. It was a relief and a release from the suffering of this world. The qabr is not Jannah, but it will just be a window into Jannah, and it will be better than all the na'im and all the joys of the dunya. There are certain special people who are saved from the questioning of the qabr, or it's made easy. As we said, the shaheed, the person who dies fi sabilillah, he gets six rewards, six special upgrades. Number one, all his sins are forgiven the minute he dies. SubhanAllah, there is no more sin. His whole life is wiped out, his sins. And his place in Jannah is guaranteed, meaning he will not go via Jahannam. He's going to Jannah, guaranteed. And he will not be tortured. He will be exempted from the punishment of the qabr and be exempted from the questioning of the qabr. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will have a special status. He will have 72 Hurul Ains, and he will make Shifa'a intercession with 70 members of his family members, 27 members of his family. For any person who dies, his deeds come to an end, except the one who dies a murabit. A murabit is someone who dies protecting the lands, and he will also be exempted from the questioning of the qabr. The very, very interesting hadith, and may Allah grant us this, the person who dies, we said, on a Friday, they are exempted from, the questioning is made light, and they are also exempted, or they are the punishment, they are saved from the punishment of the qabr. And then lastly, subhanAllah, we know that hadith, and it gives us a lot of hope. Anyone who died of some stomach ailment, some disease, cancer, whatever it might be, any disease that caused a person to die, and this is the rahmah of Allah. A person lived a certain life, and then Allah gave them a sickness on their deathbed, and they died of that disease, then this will be a means by which the torment of the qabr is made easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away their sins, and the qabr will enter it, and they will not be judged as hard as it could be, subhanallah. Allah's rahmah is always there. And so, this is what happens to a believer in his grave. Tomorrow, inshallah, may Allah protect, we'll talk about the types of punishment, the adab of the qabr. What are the things that people do? Some of them are simple things, not using. The Nabi says, the thing that is causing the Muslims to be punished the most in the qabr is not using the toilet correctly. Simple thing. And the thing that protects you, subhanAllah, beautiful, is something we can inculcate in our life. The one thing that protects a person the most in the qabr is Surah Mulk. The Nabi says, there is a surah, 30 ayat. Whoever recites it habitually, it will be the man, it will be his defender in his qabr, and it will protect him from the punishment. The angels will want to attack him, and Surah Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk, Surah Mulk, will protect him and defend him. So it's something for us to inshallah remember. We'll continue with the adab of the qabr tomorrow. May Allah protect us, ameen, and grant for all our deceased relatives, may they have a blissful rest in the qabr and make easy for them whatever hardships they are, ameen, ameen. Question, we said, what is the question that will not be asked in the grave? You will not be asked, what is the direction of your qibla? This will not be asked, to our knowledge, it will not be asked in the, let's just see, tonight's question. Which of the following is incorrect? Okay, so which is not true? Will you be buried on your right side, true or false? Will you be lowered into your qabr head first, true or false? Is there a janazah? There is no janazah for a person who dies 4 months, is stillborn, a baby that is 4 months old. Is there a janazah? There's no janazah. Is that true or false? And lastly, the dead person can hear the footsteps of the people leaving the maqbara. Which one is false of that? Let's just get some. Are there any questions? Any questions? No? SubhanAllah, now we're having the same people all the time, so. Sakina Asmal. Sakina Asmal. Is she here? Not yet. Well, this handwriting looks like Ismail. Okay. Well, there's Sarah Asmal. Sarah Asmal. Not here. Oh, SubhanAllah. Sumaya Asmal. Not here. The Nazima Thibas. She's here, SubhanAllah. And from Wallahi Ismail Asmal. Ismail, mashallah. Jazakallah. Was meant for you. Tonight, four Asmals came out, SubhanAllah. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, assalamu alaykum wa barakatuh.